Montana News on the Northern News Network. I'm Brian Bennett. Montana's Senate President Jason Ellsworth announced the appointment of 3 House Republicans and 5 Senate Democrats Friday to the Republicans' newly created Select Committee on Judicial Oversight, but Democrats indicate they likely won't participate. They say it's an attack on the judicial branch. A date for the committee's first meeting had not been set as of Friday. A memorial dedication is scheduled for this afternoon. Details from Northern News Network's Cody Ross.
Governor Greg Gianforte will join the Montana Department of Transportation today at 2:30 at the Dave Manning Memorial Building to honor department employees who have tragically passed away in service to the state of Montana. During the dedication ceremony, the group will recognize the employee memorial as part of National Work Zone Awareness Week and hear from a Montanan about the loss of her husband in a work zone crash.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
Elections are right around the corner, and with recent changes to many election laws, it's more important than ever to know how, when, and where to vote. That's why AARP created a Montana Election Guide with the most up-to-date information on how to register, where to vote, the rules for early voting, and key voting deadlines. Stay informed so you can make your voice heard. Visit aarp.org/mtvotes. That's aarp.org/mtvotes. Paid for by AARP.
If you're using dyed diesel fuel and driving on Montana's public roads, you may not know this, but you are breaking the law. The small savings you see at the pump could end up costing you up to $5,000 in fines. Dyed diesel fuel is not taxed and is intended for off-road use only. Please, do the right thing. Don't use dyed fuel on Montana's roads. To report violators, you can call 1-888-FUEL-LAW. Thanks for your help. This message brought to you by the Montana Department of Transportation.
Construction by the Montana Department of Environmental Quality and U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has begun this month on 4 projects within the Upper 10 Mile Creek Mining Area Superfund site near Rimini. A public meeting to discuss it all will be held Thursday evening at the Rimini Fire Station from 6 to 7. A new town pump travel plaza with 25 spaces for parked semis and a lounge and showers for truckers is set to open Wednesday morning in Whitehall. The new store just off of Interstate 90 is 2/3 larger than the existing town pump across the street. Commercial truck drivers will have 7 dedicated commercial vehicle lanes with pumps allowing both sides of the vehicle to be fueled at the same time. The Chippewa Cree Tribe will be the first in the state to enter a lay vaccinator program, which aims to improve public health by making veterinary care more accessible. Vaccinators will also use expanded software to create client files and track vaccination history. I'm Brian Bennett, Northern News Network.